Com.
The drone shall set you free.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Don't worry, be happy, be happy now.
You know the old expression, don't worry, be happy?
Don't worry, be happy.
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 Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry,
be happy.
Don't worry, Robert.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Where did that come from? What was all
Robert,
that?
I want you to know that the theme of today's show is don't worry. Be happy.
That and get the and get our new book. That's the man. Oh man.
Hey, that was that's a little montage there of Conan. Now, you know Conan O'Brien, the late-night TV host, right?
Right, right, yeah.
So a lot of times he goes out there. He's got some really good research people, apparently, that go in and dig into these clips. And this is right before the Super Bowl. He said, hey, you know, all the news is on the Super Bowl, but, hey, we got something that's breaking that's even more important. And he played this thing on a show.
Uh-huh.
And these were all clips from the last, you know, few days before the Super Bowl. So it wasn't like that he went out and collected them over several years. So apparently these were the media talking points for the local news stations. Don't worry, be happy.
They should have saved it for the Denver area after the game.
They should have saved it for Denver after the slaughter by the Seahawks. Oh, by the way, too, did you see that there were some articles out about the Seahawks somehow getting the hand signals from Peyton Manning? They broke the code, so they knew what he was
they
calling.
They cracked his hand signal code. I did see something about that.
Is that true?
Yeah, you saw that.
Is it true? Did they really crack the code?
Well, Don, what's the Seattle safety's name that got in that did the interview that got all the bad pub? Shepard, is that his name?
Sherman, I think his name was.
Sherman.
Yeah. Sherman. Yeah. So I saw a quote by Sherman, and he said, yeah, we figured out his hand signals. So we knew what he was saying. Every time he did his hands a certain way and said Omaha, they knew what he was saying.
I'm just wondering if they had somebody working for the NSA that helped them out on that.
Yeah. Are there really any secrets at all anymore? I don't think so.
Well, and actually, there are really no losers in that game because they both could go back to their respective states and mellow out with some don't worry, be happy.
Well, they can, and that's why we started this show off with that song. Because speaking of mellowing out, we were looking at an article here in Illinois about the fact that medical marijuana users in Illinois are being told that they're going to have to forfeit their Second Amendment rights to bear arms.
We mentioned this a while back, Ty, and it's stunning how, you know, they want to trade your rights away. It's like, well, if you want your right to use a plant that God created, well, you're just going to have to turn in this other right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And how come they didn't do that in Colorado or Washington? Washington is even considered kind of a left-leaning political state, but they didn't say if you, you know, smoke this stuff or use it, you can't have a right to keep and bear. What is with Illinois?
Yeah, I have no idea, Robert. And they're using this government peacockery, for lack of a better term, to make a person think that they don't have any rights, when in reality, it's not the government's position to tell you can or can't, you don't have a right to bear arms at
right.
this point. That's last time I checked, the U.S. Constitution was not a statutory document. It wasn't something that was promulgated by the states. It's the United States Constitution. And
well, and
it ensures
also
that the United States...
It wasn't designed to limit the people. I mean, the Constitution, the document was designed to limit government. I mean, that's the kind of the backwards thing.
Yeah, it was designed exactly. It was designed to limit government, and it was designed to reiterate the rights that we already had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it gave us the rights to bear arms or to free assembly or to freedom of speech. It just listed the rights that we were given by the Creator. That's what the Constitution does. So I found it interesting in this article. Not only are the people that have medical marijuana licenses are going to be required to give up their Second Amendment rights, they're also going to be fingerprinted, have a background check, and pay $150 a year fine, I guess, for lack of a better word, for the right to smoke. Wow. So what is this, some arbitrary number that Illinois just created? Okay, well, let's see. Well, 150, that sounds about right. Yeah, let's get them to pay 150. Who passed that number?
Yeah, well, listen, it's revenue raising all the way around. And I'll encourage everybody to go back to Carol Alt's A Healthy You on Fox News, and they actually have the videos of our appearance there. And, Ty, your appearance was sensational on the issue of medical cannabis or marijuana. And we also have, the support, thankfully, of HempMedsPX.com.
Yes.
We just got another supply in, and thank goodness. And this is the CBD, cannabidiol. And you actually talked about the cannabidiol on Fox News. It's different. It's not the psychoactive component. It's not THC. And it is available as a dietary supplement without waiting, without asking for permission, without giving up your Second Amendment rights or anything. HempMedsPX.com, and that's the good news. And by the way, it did impact, again, the pain in my wife's jaw. When she has that, it's almost gone, and that's nothing else has done that.
HempMedsPX is great. We love them too here in the Bollinger household. And I was amazed that the segment that I did with Carol on hemp actually made it on. But you said I did a great job, man. Congratulations on your interview this weekend. You did fantastic on Carol's show, speaking about allergies. Wow, that was amazing.
Did you hear me sneak in the reference to mercury and amalgams and vaccinations? Almost forgot I
did that.
You know what?
I don't remember.
I did.
I don't remember seeing it on the video, but I do remember you saying it when we were there live.
Yeah, no, it did. It snuck out so quickly they had no option but to keep it in there. I don't even think they know it went out. I forgot I said it, honestly. It was like one of our listeners said, I can't believe you said that. I was like, I did? I went back and we saw it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I actually did reference that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job, man. And so congratulations. Kudos to you. I know that we'll have some more segments coming up over the next few weeks. But, concerning this medical marijuana in Illinois, I mean, what if someone drinks a beer? I mean, are they going to have to forfeit their Second Amendment right? Because if you look at the statistics, alcohol kills, 100,000 people a year in accidents related to alcohol? And we got, zero deaths due to marijuana?
Yeah, it's interesting. We know that marijuana puts you in that don't worry, be happy mode. And I'm not saying everybody reacts the same way. And again, we're not advocating that you smoke it. It's your decision to make. But the point is, it's a plant. We acknowledge who really created the plant, and we want you to have access to what you feel is right for you, and that's our bottom line. But, the reality in utilizing this and demonizing it, this is where you went with the Carol Alt show. You laid out that history so well, and I think most people had never even heard a fraction of that. And that's why it was so groundbreaking that got out in that way.
You know, I appreciate it, and I did get that response, especially from a lot of people that saw it that I go to church with. They said, wow. And, of course, they're conservative Christians, so they love Fox News. You know, that's their demographic. You know, that's the one of the many demographics that loves Fox News. And so they were watching, and many of them said, wow, I had no idea that marijuana had so many medicinal benefits.
Right. So when you spoke about alcohol, I mean, alcohol, you hear alcohol-filled rage and fights and things like that.
Yeah.
But you just don't hear a bunch of people got together and did some cannabis or marijuana and started, fisticuffs. You just don't hear that.
A bunch of people got together to fight and they smoked marijuana and then they forgot why they were there and they all had a big party.
So there. Again, Illinois hasn't gotten the memo yet, evidently.
Apparently not. But, it makes me think of what was the guy's name that recently died, the actor?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman. So I saw an article about him, and so he died of heroin, apparently. And we can talk about this if you want to, the legalization of drugs. I know that Mike wrote an article about that. But
sure.
Heroin, but along with heroin, there was also alcohol found. There was a muscle relaxer called methocarbamol. There was also an anti-anxiety drug. There was also an ADHD drug. And there was also another drug that was found to treat his heroin addiction. I think it was, buprenorphine or something like that.
I don't know. We've heard of things used like methadone to come off of this stuff. But, you know, the irony, too, of even heroin was that I believe it was in the Merck manual. I don't know if Merck was the creator of the drug, but it ended up, you know, that you go back to Big Pharma, and they were the ones that developed these things.
Yeah. So, you know, all that to say. Oh, and also he had a blood pressure medication that was found. So he did take heroin, but there was all the other drugs that were found were legal prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs. So, you know, it's interesting. I don't know why he died. I'm sure that the toxicology report, the autopsy is going to say that it was probably an overdose of heroin, which I'm guessing that it probably was. But just look at all the other over-the-counter and or prescription drugs that were involved with that death.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, it's an interesting dilemma, you know, when you're confronted with this idea of, for instance, decriminalizing or legalizing drugs. Of course, this is where they attacked Ron Paul. It's like, oh, he wants to make heroin available to babies. I mean, it's like, no, what kind of idiotic statement is that? I mean,
right.
the idea of a police state policing what people put into their bodies, it's failed miserably, and it's created more problems, and it's created the black market. And I think the government likes it this way because then their black ops budgets are fulfilled by their ability to deal and grow stuff all over the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, the war on drugs is a farce. It's a sham. It's a ruse. It's a complete failure. And it's the war on drugs is the only war on drugs is being fought by the U.S. government and the CIA to protect their own turf, because they're the ones that bring in the drugs, the illegal drugs to the United States. So, you know, that's why the war on drug is perpetuated. I was on a 2-hour interview yesterday speaking about this specific topic on my book, Monumental Myths. And we talked for a considerable amount of time on it was on Veritas Radio with Mel Fabregas on the war on drugs. And
we talked about this. The links to Monumental Myths are up there, as well as the links to what?
Unlock the power to heal.
The power to heal. That's right. Thanks, you. TMB. Lit a fire under you know what. And we got it done. It's out there.
Really?
Picture of us holding each of our copies. So you can get it, too, if you go to unlockthepowertoheal.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. How cool is that? Well, listen, financial world, is it about to collapse? Suicides are on the rise on the high-end banker side. Now, you might not cry about it, but we want to know why it's happening. TMB is going to let us know after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, Ty, either bankers think they can fly, or they're purposefully ending their lives, right? Jumping out of windows, whatever they're doing. The bankers, I mean, these are high-level bankers. This story is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going outside the box. Ty Bollinger, financial background, and he's the man to ask, what the heck is going on in the banking industry?
Well, you know, Charlene brought this article to my attention a couple days ago, and apparently these guys, maybe they know something that we don't. I mean, why would these high-level bankers who apparently are set financially, you know, these are older guys, most of them, 50 years old, 58 years old, 51 year old. The youngest one was a 39-year-old banker. But why are they killing themselves? What would be the reason for that? I don't know. I mean, if I were to guess, you know, it would just be pure speculation on my part. You know, perhaps they see a global market collapse coming. I don't know. But it's just odd that we're having these suicides, and you know, okay, the person in me that really kind of tries to doubt the official stories, you know, lives by the mantra that Charlene and I have to believe exactly the opposite of what we're told. I question, maybe are these suicides? Maybe these guys were onto something that they shouldn't have been onto. I don't know. It's just odd. You know, especially in light of the fact that right now the Japanese stock market is in the process of collapsing. I think yesterday, didn't they? They lost 610 points on the Nikkei.
But what is going on? Have they been involved in quantitative easing like we've done here with Bernanke? Now this lady that's taken over that supposedly slowed it down just a hair. I mean, because it's all related. We know these international banksters, you know, do things with a country that go beyond any country even.
Yeah, I don't know that Japan has been involved with any kind of quantitative easing, which is the big fancy banker word for printing money out of nothing and putting it into the money supply so your dollar that you hold in your hand can be devalued. That's what quantitative easing is. It just basically is turning our money into monopoly money. Those Federal Reserve notes are they're basically like play money. They have no inherent intrinsic value at all. They're not backed by gold anymore. But that's what quantitative easing is. I don't know that the Japanese government's doing that, but I do agree with you that the global market is so interconnected now that if one goes down, you know, it's very likely that the whole system could collapse.
Wasn't that the whole basis for, like, what happened in 2008? They said it would have been dominoes had they not done the bailouts of everything. I mean, I think, you know, Ron Paul argued that if we just take the medicine in a year, we'll recover like it happened, like, in 1919, 1920 or something like that. But they didn't take that route. They went into, let's take more Federal Reserve note heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you're right. And it's either, you know, you pay the piper now or you pay him later. And what Paul was saying is let's just go ahead and, you know, let's stop the quantitative easing. And let's just let the chips fall as they may, and then let's work ourselves out of this hole. But the longer that we go, and the more money that we pump into these quantitative easings. And by the way, Japan is drowning in debt just like the United States, and they do have a central bank, and I know that they've been printing money. So I don't know the extent that they've been doing the quantitative easing there, but they have been doing effectively the same thing in Japan, basically propping up a dead person. You know, they're putting lipstick on the dead body, and they're holding him or her up and making him look like she's alive or he's alive, but really not. So it's just a matter of when are you going to stop propping it up? And so that's the only reason that our market is doing so well right now is because we're having so much quantitative easing, so many dollars pumped into the system. It's a fake bubble, and it's going to burst one of these days. And it may not happen this week or this month or this year. I don't know when it'll happen. But there is a financial day of reckoning coming. Especially in light of the fact that right now in the USA, our total debt, including consumer debt, business debt, and governmental debt, is equivalent to almost 350% of our GDP, the gross domestic product. That's staggering.
Wow. It's like weekend at Banker Bernie's. You know?
Weekend at Banker Bernie's. Exactly.
Propping up the dead body. It's already dead. You just don't know it. We're propping him up and going, hey, look, he's moving. You're moving his hands. He's got rigor mortis. Oh, that's not that. He's just a little stiff in the morning. It's kind of, you know, we know where this is heading. It's not like it's unprecedented in the history of the financial world. The question is, are you prepared, you know, to weather that storm, you know, and from time to time we do economic healing together for that reason.
Exactly. And so that's all the more reason. I think the practical lesson that you can take from this is be prepared. Be prepared because once this debt bubble stops expanding, it's going to collapse very, very rapidly. And so those that are foolish enough to still have lots of money in the stock market, they better be prepared to lose it. So, I'm not a financial advisor or anything, but tangible assets are much more valuable in a time of market collapse than assets in the stock market that can just be, you know, they go bye-bye overnight.
Yeah. Well, we're going to say hello to more cancer. We don't want it to be you or any of your loved ones. But Ty Bollinger's book, of course, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, instrumental in helping a lot of folks to understand what it really is and how to get out of it. We'll also answer a question about seasonal allergies since I was just on the Fox News talking about that. So Paula's got a question about that. You can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Say no to cancer.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Well, each and every week, TMB and RSB get together to go outside the box. And now you can take TMB and RSB with you wherever you are. Yes, I said wherever you are. Now, honey, I'm talking to my wife and your wife. No, that's not really us. But the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, you can take us wherever you are. It's available now, unlockthepowertoheal.com. And you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pick it up. Also, the ebook is available. I guess you call it that, right, Ty? At Unlock the Power to Heal if you just want the electronic version.
Sure. Yeah. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. You can either buy the ebook there, or you can link through to buy on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. At this point, we will eventually have an inventory of books that we will sell from the website. But at this point, the website just kind of links through to the big retailers.
Yeah, but we'll likely have books with us at the end of the month, February 28th
yes.
and March 1st in Atlanta at the Answers to Cancer Conference, which is timing perfectly because we got to talk about cancer. But thanks to Better Way Health, we're going to have Reggie on, I believe, this Sunday to talk about the event. We'll have him on again to preview it. But, yeah, we will be together again in Atlanta, and we will have our books there. So you can get a hold of them and have them signed if you'd like.
Yeah, and that'll be a good opportunity for people to get both signatures instead of just one. That's the thing about co-authoring a book. It's hard to get both authors to sign, but we'll be together. We should do that. You know what we should do, Robert, is probably throw 30 or 40 books in there and sign them for future, so we'll have them both signed.
Ooh, good idea. Double the value. All right. Well, this is great. Now, what is this, 22 million new cases of cancer? What is this story?
Well, it's a Fox News article saying that cancer cases worldwide have jumped to 22 million. Now, the article, I just think this is a good platform to get into the rates of cancer and the incidence of cancer. The article itself I'm not all that impressed with because it starts out that governments must make better use of vaccines and preventative public health policies in the fight against cancer as treatment alone cannot stem the disease. So I'm not all that impressed with the way that the article starts with vaccines, but the gist of the article is that cancer rates are growing, which is absolutely true. I went out and found on the American Cancer Society's website, there's a PDF called Cancer Facts and Figures 2013. And so this is, I've quoted a statistic from the World Health Organization in 2010 that says of everyone that's alive today, one in three women, one in two men will face a cancer diagnosis. That was reiterated in this Cancer Facts and Figures 2013 here. On the American Cancer Society's website, and the exact quote is, U.S. men have slightly less than 1 in 2 lifetime risk of developing cancer. For women, the risk is a little bit more than 1 in 3. So again, that World Health Organization statistic from 2010 is now repeated in this document that's on the ACS website. Now, here's one thing that I found interesting. It says, this is a quote from the Cancer Facts and Figures PDF document. All cancers involve the malfunction of genes that control cell growth and cell division. About 5% of cancers are strongly hereditary, in that an inherited genetic alteration confers a very high risk of developing one or more specific types of cancer. However, most cancers do not result from inherited genes, but from damage to genes occurring during one's lifetime. This damage may result from internal factors, hormones, metabolism, or nutrients within the cells, or external factors such as tobacco, excessive exposure to chemicals, ionizing radiation, sunlight. So isn't that interesting? You hear all of this mantra in the mainstream about the genetic aspect
of
cancer.
Right, yeah.
But here in the American Cancer Society's own summary of the cancer world, 2013, they say that only 5% are strongly hereditary, and the other are largely attributable to genetic damage, one of the factors being radiation and exposure to excessive chemicals. So isn't that wild that they say that on their own website, but then what does all of the research from the American Cancer Society go into? And I say all of the research, that's kind of a bad word. I got their financials last year, and let me pull up the numbers here. I've got them from their financials because the American Cancer Society is a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. so they have to post their financials. And so on their financial statements from 2013, they spent, let's see, they had $947 million of expenses in the American Cancer Society. Only $148 million was for research.
Wait. That's $947 million? Isn't that close to a billion? Do I have my
almost,
math right?
You got your math right. Almost $1 billion of expenses, only $148 million were for research. That means that 15.6% of the American Cancer Society's expenses were for research. The other were for administrative overhead, mm-hmm. fundraising, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, last hour, we were talking with Mike about the heavy metal issue, right? People were rightly concerned about heavy metals and supplements and other things. You talk about the environmental aspect they acknowledge within the Cancer Society. But
they don't research it.
Right. That's not where the research money goes. It goes into, hey, how many drugs can we figure out?
Yes.
And this relates to another story on the immune system Superdon and I covered, I think even yesterday. We were talking about the fact that they acknowledged that, oh, my gosh, look at this. Cancer cells, mutant cells happening every day. These B cells are going awry. What do we do? Oh, look, the T cells are keeping them in check. Hey, what happens if, let's figure that, let's see if we can wipe out the T cells, see what happens. Oh, surprise, cancer. Look at
cancer
that.
Comes
How did
back.
That happen? How did that happen? I mean, this is the kind of insanity we're dealing with research.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, the research is going into drug-intensive protocols. None of the research is on toxicological exposures or overburdens of toxicity. It's really a farce. And so while I think it's good to talk about the fact that in one way this Fox News article is correct, that the cancer rates are increasing. I wouldn't recommend that they improve vaccines to help prevent cancer. And certainly you don't want to depend on the American Cancer Society in their pinkwashing campaign to get to the bottom of cancer, because there's not a lot of research that goes on there, and what little research there is done into drug-intensive protocols. The CEO for the American Cancer Society in 2013, he made a salary of a little over $800,000, but when you add the benefits that he received, over $2.3 million was his package, and which makes him, I think, the second highest paid CEO of a nonprofit in the world.
Incredible.
So, you know,
incredible.
A lot of people that are out there that are doing the you know, running for the cure and wearing the pink ribbons and all that, they're good-hearted people. They really have a good goal to help to cure cancer and eradicate cancer. But unfortunately, they're barking up the wrong tree with the American Cancer Society and with the Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the Susan G. Komen Foundation and all that.
Yes.
Because despite the fact that they've got good hearts and good intentions, the money's going to administrative overhead, to fundraising. I mean, do they really want to cure cancer, Robert? Look, I mean, are they dedicated to keeping
the
6,000?
Yeah.
Huh?
I say the road to perpetual cancer is paved by cancer research funds.
It is. I mean, these guys, there's 6,000 employees of the American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the goal is to perpetuate the treatments. It's to perpetuate the disease. It's not to cure it. I mean, have you ever seen Run for the Cause? Isn't that what we should be doing? What's the cause of cancer? Not the cure.
Run for the cure. No, it's like run from the cure. Give us money.
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, we look, you want to give somebody money? Give money to Ty Bollinger and read Cancer Step Outside the Box. You're going to get lot more.
Give money to Unlock the Power to Heal and read Unlock the Power to Heal from RSV and TMB. That's right.
Well, that's a good place to put it. And you're going to get good information. It'll keep paying you dividends, health dividends, long after. Here's a question of the day, RSV and TMB.
Yeah.
My son and daughter both suffer from seasonal allergies, triggering sinus headaches, migraines, and drips that upset the stomach, causing vomiting and diarrhea. They have been taking antihistamines almost year-round for several years now. Which of your products would be good for 11 and 14-year-old children, Paula. Paula's asking that question. Now, Paula, I covered a lot about this in the six-minute segment with Carol Alt on A Healthy You on Fox News. You know, I'll reiterate, the gastrointestinal healing is where you got to start, along with the liver detoxification. Headaches, sinuses, all related to liver and digestion, including migraines. But that doesn't mean you can't relieve their symptoms without resorting to these antihistamine drugs. We talk with Dr. Frank King about seasonal allergies, regional allergies. All of those products are available for relief and simultaneous healing, all the while we're healing the gut. And, of course, what we haven't aired yet is the Silver Aloe Protocol, where I'm going to get into gastrointestinal recovery with Carol Alt. But you don't have to wait, because it's in the book by TMB and RSV. Buy the book. You'll see in more detail than I've ever revealed how to heal the gut. So that's very exciting, and that's at unlockthepowertoheal.com. Do you have any tips for allergies, too? I mean, we got some folks that are saying nettles, bee pollen from your area, NAC, which is good. We talk about for the liver.
Yeah, I guess a couple of pretty basic things. Vitamin C is great for allergies because it's a natural antihistamine.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3 fats, a lot of people are not getting the good omega-3 fats, and so they definitely reduce allergic reactions. And they're anti-inflammatory, so that's a good one. Another one is to get your flavonoids, right? you're like quercetin. They're pigments in the fruits and vegetables, and they're natural antihistamines. So that's three different ones that I would add to that.
Yeah, and none of those are going to add to the toxic burden of the body. How beautiful is that? And you're going to be stronger because of it.
And quercetin, if you don't know the natural source of quercetin, citrus fruits, onions, garlic, apples, parsley, tomatoes, mm-hmm. broccoli. Those yep. are good sources of quercetin.
Now, you mentioned also we want to talk about allergies. They also relate to GMOs, I believe. They're increasing the allergies and intolerances out there. There's a story
oh, sure.
here out of InfoWars on a total ban of GM food production is mold in Russia. What do you know about this story? We got about a minute before break, but I thought we'd throw it out there.
Well, I mean, I just, yeah, good for Russia. I mean, it looks like they're trying to ban the importation of genetically modified foods. I mean, you wouldn't really think about Vlad Putin as being somebody that's looking out for his people, but in actuality, he's doing a better job than our leaders are doing, looking out for us, especially regarding the GMO issue. I mean, mm-hmm. look, think about this, Robert. The GMOs were banned by Saddam Hussein in Iraq. They were banned by Gaddafi in Libya. After they were overthrown by NATO, those bans were lifted. And then guess who moved in? Monsanto. Monsatan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So GM food is also banned by the Assad government in Syria, by the way. So now you know the plan, folks. Watch out what happens in Syria.
Well, we've said this, that in order to take over a country, you don't necessarily need bullets. They say, well, you can control the media. Well, sure, you can control
the
media.
Food.
But you control the food, exactly. You intoxicate the people. They can't think. Even Mike Adams last hour talked about that we are all potentially geniuses, but we've got so much
yeah.
interference, heavy metals and other things.
Well, that's what Henry Kissinger said. Control the food, control the people.
It's all right. No, it's not all right. And that's why we're on each and every week here. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell. We're going to be back. Can we wrap it up already? Come on, one more
second.
I can't
believe it.
Wow. All right. Suicide rates we talked about. More after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling. You. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know, Robert, over the break there, I was talking to my wife, Charlene, and she said one more thing I needed to mention, natural antihistamine, is local raw honey.
Yeah. Right,
that's a great way to fight allergies naturally because it's got a great ability to get rid of the symptoms from allergies because it's got all of the local specific plant sources that you can build up an immunity to.
Sure.
And so by eating local raw honey, it's going to help you to reduce that histaminic response.
Yep. Yeah, and that combined with the regional allergy formulas at King Biohack, I think it's a winning combination along the lines of that healing protocol that we always promote here. For the gut, the liver, and all of that. And, of course, the side benefit is, I was just going for my allergies. Not only are they gone, but you're less likely to ever manifest that big C in your life, that cancer.
Exactly.
So,
big C. You mean cornflake?
Cornflake. I don't know if it's cornflake.
You know, that reminds me of a joke, Robert.
What's that?
We were just talking about GMO foods, right? GMO corn is one of our biggest problems is genetically modified corn. So here's a joke about GMO cornflakes. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here I go. I stepped on a cornflake, Robert, and now I'm a serial killer.
Oh, ow. Oh.
You get it? You get it?
The kids are loving it. The parents are groaning at this point.
Yeah. Oh. The kids are laughing. The parents are going, that's horrible.
What was that? No, that wasn't funny. Ow.
That was for my kids because I know they thought that was funny.
Of course. We love the kids out there. Now, thank you for doing that. Now, here's a serious issue. Remember when there was all of these controversies about death panels with Obamacare?
Yeah.
Right? Remember? I think now they have to rename them suicide panels because there's a story here that's indicating that suicide rates may climb because of Obamacare. Now, is it a direct cause and effect link? What is the tie-in here? How are they picking this up?
Well, the way that they're presenting it is the fact that I think it was yesterday the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, admitted that Obamacare is going to lead to 2.5 million fewer workers within the next decade. Okay? So 2.5 million people that are employed today are not going to have a job. So if you take that statistic and then you look at the correlation of unemployment to the recent rise in suicides in Spain, where you got like 4.8 million unemployed people and people are killing themselves left and right. I mean, they can't put food on the table. They've lost everything. And so I think this article is just saying, look, this correlation, it's not going to be you're not going to say, hey, they killed themselves because of Obamacare, but the Obamacare is going to lead to reduce labor force. And when people lose their jobs, they can't provide for their families. They're facing potentially going on the streets or whatever. That's when suicide rates rise.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, it's a serious issue. And a lot of people are losing. I heard somebody confronted Obama, who's an Obama supporter, you know, about the fact that they've been reduced from full time to part time. Because the companies didn't want to pay the extra money cost them to hold them. Yeah,
exactly. You part-time workers are not. You don't have to provide the health care under Obamacare for the part-time. So that's why a lot of part-time workers as well. Which you know, you're getting either you're going to either lose your job or you're going to have your hours cut back for a lot of Americans. Neither one of them is a good scenario.
Well, listen, we got to bring some happy news and get people that don't worry, be happy concept. And no drugs required here. Just hanging out with TMB and RSB. We are happy. We love it. And we're going to get together in Atlanta, 20th of February and the 1st of March, thanks to Better Way Health. And we're going to be talking about answers to cancer. AJ Lanigan will be with us. Dr. Jockers as well, I think, will be there.
Mm-hmm. David Jockers, yep.
And if you sign up, there's a limited space, but you're going to get so many gifts. They got gift bags for everybody in attendance. That they tell me they're going to overflow with goodies. So you definitely want to sign up.
I've seen what gifts they're giving out. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be well worth your time and effort.
Yeah, so we'll be broadcasting live from there on a Friday the 28th, and maybe that Sunday. I don't know. Maybe we can go to R. Thomas and broadcast live again from there. That would be fun in Atlanta.
I definitely want to have something to eat from R. Thomas.
At the very least.
From there or not, that's a great restaurant. Great.
Yeah, at the very least. Well, looking forward to being there. Also, after the show today, I'm going to get confirmation. I may be in Los Angeles the 22nd of February. That is a Saturday. And those of you who listen in Southern California, if I confirm it today, you'll know tomorrow on the air. So we'll plan to get together in Southern California later this month. What other things we got to tell folks?
What do they have going on out there in Southern California? Is it the bodybuilding contest?
Yeah, that's why I'm going, right? No, I don't know.
And Robert, don't forget about what's happening this evening.
What's happening this evening?
What is happening this evening?
You're going to be on the Jerry Doyle show.
Oh, JD. Doyle. JD's calling again. All right, so we're getting this message out far and wide. TMB, RSB, together each and every week and more whenever we can. Bonus time. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you, Ty. Thank you, Mike Adams. Thank you, Super Don.
Yeah. And you know what? By the way, real quick, I'm going to be in Corpus Christi tomorrow at the Lindale Senior Center tomorrow night, 6:30 in Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right. Well, message Ty if you want to see him in Corpus Christi tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll be back with all kinds of healing. Who knows where we're going? Maybe Mike Adams again. Why do we do it? Because the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.